Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. I actually don't think we said that last time now that we just said it. Now that I don't think so. You're right. Well,
if you were tuned in last week, we did not.
We did not say it, but if you listen, you already know the drill. Like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Questions, comments, concerns, theoprahroseshow@gmail.com. You know,
we
the
were
socials.
Just excited.
I know.
We were just ready together. To get back into it. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's been a little while. Y'all know we took a little time off. Mm-hmm. Life be lifing, as T says.
Mm-hmm.
But the dolls are in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
The last time I think we had a song for each episode, like it was an Atlanta song. Oh, for each episode. And then that was me and you singing that dumbass Jimmy Cozier and Alicia Keys. So I saw you repost that and I was like crying. What is the ATL song now? Now we have to do two, one for last episode and one for this one.
Like Quiz Essential ATL or like just happens to be somebody.
Just you know how we always sing a song.
You can't help when they play my I just love to dance every time the beat drops. Y'all know Monica?
Monica? You went there?
Yo.
It took me a little minute. I thought it was a Ciara song for one.
It took me a second.
Not every time the beat rock. Ooh, not with the right teacher. Okay, Drewski. Monica, every time the beat drop is a crazy song
rock,
to pick.
I'm dead.
That
rock.
Came out. Wow. Jermaine Dupri did that one, right? I'm screaming.
I used to see him wow. back.
Okay, so maybe all Jermaine Dupri songs.
Okay. Ooh.
JD songs.
What you got for JD?
Okay, it's really given theme. Okay, now we just need one for the next, for last episode. That was last episode.
That's okay. So is that this episode of Monica? Every time to be
every
drop?
Time to be dropped. Yeah.
What is this one?
I don't know.
I don't either. Because I was singing, my body's calling you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Also, the girls want to sing.
I'm having so much fun with you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That's okay. We can do that.
We got
yes,
two
you
ATL aliens.
Yeah.
So. Right.
That's okay. I like that.
Her best album.
Self-titled.
It's always the self-titled.
It's always the self-titled. When it's later in your career.
I agree.
When you start off your day,
you can't start off your day,
and not
thank
right.
you for that nugget because that is definitely
it's a difference.
Because y'all had, I mean, Beyonce, y'all know it's not. You know, everybody dragged me from my Beyonce picks. People were dragging me like, how do you like
they?
This one? Yeah, I was like,
I mean, it was. Really
I didn't get any feedback
because I think y'all's had you were with the majority,
okay.
But I think because I had like four at number two or three.
She had Renaissance at four.
I had Renaissance at three, I think, and then I had
not initially.
I changed it. Yeah, I changed it. But as I said, because there were moments and times in my life. And that
that's
is how
fair.
That was how
that's
I
cool.
yeah.
That's, I mean, that's how that's what music does to us.
Right.
Every time the beat drop.
Okay. It takes us back to that time. Like long white tees and everything.
Oh, did you see she said said she felt like very underrated.
Yeah.
And like she wasn't, I guess, you know, talked about as like one of the girls. And I'm like, remember at the height, like it was Brandy and Monica, and Monica was always my girl. Like I wrote into her fan club.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like I was a Monica.
What
so I saw
say?
That I was, I think it's like, I'm your biggest fan. Like, you know, you like, it ain't, you write it with a pencil and a pen,
what
like, hi, Monica.
Monica.
The first album.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It was literally the first project. So, you know, I'm not good with years, but like.
That's like 95, 96.
Something.
Yeah. Monica was really relatable to the girls.
Yeah.
She was allowed to be like herself, whereas Brandy, you know, she had to be this picture perfect, you know, like image. And
which I feel like is part played into the underratedness, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about that, like, you have these two women who are contemporaries.
Yeah.
And one is more palatable in the sense of conforming to white society, as you're describing Brandy being, and one's being more relatable to y'all as black young women. Who's the one that they're going to give the Grammys to? Who's the one that's going to get the most shine? The palatable one, unfortunately.
Well, but I even, honestly, I don't even think Brandy gets talked about. Brandy was the template of the, she had the Barbie doll.
Oh, yeah.
She was the Cinderella, like all the Whitney Houston stuff. Sometimes, I mean, I know we're like, as black people, we're like the vocal Bible, but like, I think in larger spaces, specifically white spaces, Brandy doesn't get celebrated enough.
I completely agree. Yeah.
Shit, I was up on Twitter at midnight going off about Brandy like two nights ago because somebody was tweeting about layer stacking on your vocals.
And don't know who that came from.
Okay, Michael Jackson and Brandy.
And Michael Jackson and Brandy. Yeah.
And they both got it from fucking Rodney Jerkins.
Yep. They were both working on their albums, him Invincible. Mm-hmm. He did background vocals for her on Full Boon, and she did some background vocals for him on Invincible.
Mm.
And they were giving Beyonce all the love and credit. And I was like, hold on.
She just did it her homework.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, and I guess when you look at it, a scale of that they, I mean, Beyonce was shortly, well, Destiny's Child, rather, was shortly thereafter.
Right.
And then
right.
I guess, when you compare it, you're like, Brandy, Beyonce?
Yeah, she definitely is.
Poor thing.
Now,
but
I think Beyonce's is more extravagant by far, and she'll take the, like, I mean, she just is insane when it comes to like vocal stacking. But
to that point, she doesn't get credit for it because she does so much else that she's good at too.
I think that's the thing. Like with Brandy, you know, she's not really like the best dancer. Obviously, Moesha the show, but I mean, Beyonce is just like, it's Beyonce. There's no comparison.
I don't care about the vocal stacking you do. That's amazing.
It's a crane. No one probably, but a lot of people don't even know.
Right. I don't even know what that means.
You don't even know. Exactly. You don't even know.
But if you don't know what that means, vocal stacking is more about your background vocals. And
Give us an example.
Yeah, being a, I mean, the perfect Brandy example is a song that she has on her album called Aphrodisiac. It's called Should I Go? It's the last song on the album.
Standing on the edge of the industry.
It is like a song that if you are having a horrible ass day,
nigga,
you just hit play on that.
Yeah.
It makes you feel. I thought that was just me.
No,
you be having a bad day, baby.
You just hit Should I Go? It's the last song on the album.
Yeah.
Should I go? Should I stay?
And at the end of the album, she's doing these this vocal stacking of it's almost like a hum. It's
Yes.
And now I gotta hear because I know the words. But
so it's at the end. There's a Coldplay sample playing throughout the song. It's just Timbaland did his thing on producing it, but she's that humming at the end. It's probably like 10. She recorded that shit 10 times.
Wow. Because
you can hear the different intricacies of how the voice changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
then
there's one voice in particular that's a little higher than the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
So it goes out of the stack and is like,
okay. I cannot wait to hear this.
It's so yummy.
I'm getting chills doing it because when you hear it with like headphones, play it with headphones. Don't play it just from your phone.
Oh, in the car. Yeah. Okay.
Headphones or car because you can really like get into the art. That's an art.
It is an art.
Yeah. Janet Jackson does it as well. Janet does a good job of it too.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't
vocal
wait to
stacking.
Hear.
Vocal stacking, baby.
I can't wait to hear.
Shout out to the legends.
Yeah. I just want to be in a studio one day with a producer. I've never witnessed a song being made before.
I have, and it is just the most boring thing ever to me. I'd be like, get me the fuck up out of here, child.
Well, with rappers, though, that's different.
I'd be like, get me the fuck ASAP.
No, can you imagine being in, like, the studio with, like, Babyface, though? Like, like piano.
The Dream.
Sign me up.
The Dream. Like,
who's gonna be in the studio with The Dream?
Yeah, like Pharrell, like when they have all these instruments, especially they can play all these different instruments, like just the way that they listen and like, you know, Tim, like, no, that I'm sure that has to be a different experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. It is cool, like, right. to watch. You're like, oh, change this and play something. Right. But, yeah, I don't enjoy video sets or studios, so, at all.
Girl, the way Ryan Leslie was going off on that keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's my man's. Shout out to Ryan Leslie.
I know. I used to love me some Ryan Leslie. Well, shifting gears a little bit, last week we talked about giving grace and compassion.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, like, you know, I remember it was something on Twitter, you know, child, all the Twitter conversations. And it was, you know how that, I don't know what show or movie it's from. I think it's like Shrek. And it's like, post your unpopular opinion about XYZ or whatever. And I think one of them was like, what's your unpopular, is it Shrek? Okay, wow. Shrek. Okay, it's the prince from Shrek or something like that, I think. Yeah.
And then the photo, y'all seen the photo, it's like a bunch of knives around him and he's smiling.
Yeah. Oh, those are knives. See, look, didn't even know what that was. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
I had no idea. Okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't sure. I just was like, I think.
Yeah, your unpopular opinion. Your unpopular. That would have you in this position.
Right. Yeah, right. That, oh, now it makes, hold on, when he said it, I was like, that makes so much sense. Oh, that's why they're always like hot takes, because. Because I didn't know.
I'm smiling through it, but that knife ain't hit me.
Oh, I did not know.
None of the knives hit me.
I did not know. Okay, y'all know I'm be a little slow sometimes. Okay. And I saw one about, it was like, can people, I think the person was actually saying that people that do not have children can actually give advice to parents. And so, and I know the one thing that I don't ever talk about and give advice on is parenting. And I understand, because I'm not a parent. I can have my opinions. I feel like, because I'm a child, I've obviously been parented. Well, not obviously, but yes, I have been parented.
Right.
But I know it's very different in it. And people are so quick to be like, well, when I become a parent, I'm gonna do this and do that. And I was just reading, and basically the girl was saying that you can, and I was reading the below, and I was like, oh, they're going to
they was dragging the fuck out of her.
And she was like strong and loud and like about it too, that I was like, okay, so as a parent, can you give?
I think so. I'm on the unpopular side of the fence, but I also know how to, like, I have a good, what do you call it? Gauge of like what is valid information or information that can be useful to me, information that is just like, that is legitimately your opinion of parenting. And we could have various opinions that differ on parenting. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that's not how I run and operate my household. But for example, I think I've used this example on the show before. Maine, when we were still working together and we were sitting beside each other at work, this was around the time where Jessie was starting to walk. She was like, oh, you got to get her these specific type of shoes.
Oh, the stripe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the stripe. Yeah, right. You got it. Yeah.
And granted, you just sometimes you'll be in like the minutia of the just the daily.
Right.
It's always a new thing you got to do. And and you're not always like
thinking about
on that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. Yes. You know, like, she's not a parent, but that was some advice that she gave me that was valuable information for me.
That,
you know what I mean?
That's a good example, but then at the same time, I'm going to say it's not. And I'm only saying this, and I'm not a parent, so maybe you tell me shut up. But, but it's like, that's like a tangible thing.
I was going to say, because you meant tangible. Yeah. Because
I think other things go back to like opinions. Okay. Like, your opinion could vary, right? Like, there are people who, their opinion is like, they want to beat children. You need to spank a child. That is not the opinion that I have from you.
How do you feel about that?
I don't, it's not something that I practice.
Okay.
As a child who was beat aggressively, excessively, I don't, that is not the relationship that I want to have with my kid. Okay. Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong. I just know that I don't know how she gonna turn out. Maybe in 20 years, I'll be like, damn, I should have beat your ass. I should have beat your fucking ass. You know, I don't know. It's all trial and error. And that's also the thing about parenting that I feel like most parents are incorrectly, like, projecting. Like, you can have all of these thoughts and beliefs because we had them before we had kids, but then you get it and right. you have a kid and you like, oh shit.
Well, and I think that is what I feel like the on the parent side is like, yeah, it's very, you can do and say all these things of how you're going to be. And you're like, you know, oh, my kid's not going to have an iPad. Meanwhile, you'd be like, get that damn iPad, turn your TV on. Yeah. Like Ryan got mad, not mad, but like, you know, my niece was just like crying. I was like, I don't know what to do. And I put on YouTube Kids. And just set it up. Uh-huh. And then Ryan was like, she was overstimulated that night and couldn't go to sleep. I was like, girl, will she stop crying? I don't know what to tell you.
She was overstimulated. I was a non-iPad person, too. And even now, me and Punch are having conversations of where we even want to, like, reel that in a little bit. Just because it's very hard to see all of the information that they're getting. Like, mm-hmm. it's very, like, they're sneaking shit in, they're feeding things. Like, she'll ask me or do certain things. I'm like, where the fuck did you get this from? You're five. And it's from her iPad. But at the same time,
can I have an example?
Like, she took a, literally the other day, she took a hair tie and she tied her shirt up all the way so that she had a crop top so her stomach was out.
Baby, I don't know what it is. My niece literally brought this up last week when I was on FaceTime with my sister. She wanted to cut her nightgown into a crop top. And my sister was like, where did you get that?
Where did you get the crop top?
Cut the nightgown?
Into a crop top. And she was like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that could also just be what you see. That could be a combination.
In fairness, I was wearing a crop top at a show or at a festival or whatever the other day. But
is it a crop top season?
It was just hot that day.
I was about to say, I mean, but I feel like, you know, I don't know.
But it's also living in LA. Oh, okay, but that's interesting because they could be watching the similar like programming.
And they're the same age,
you know.
Which is why I'm like, that's kind of interesting.
That was very, very recent. Right. She asks about like sleepovers. I don't remember being five asking about sleepovers. Like that came a little bit later.
No,
like,
absolutely not. So, like, yeah,
you know, like little things like that.
I didn't go,
that will be fed to
you. Were
them.
Not you? Were you? Were you not allowed to do sleepovers?
Finish? What you saying? I'll get to it.
It's like, okay, well, hold on. Maybe we need to reel this in a little bit because how much content and what type of content are you consuming? Mm. You know, we still have to, like, parent in a way. But that generation, they're Generation Alpha. They're, like, literally kids of the internet. So I also feel at the same time, it would be of a disservice to her to not expose her to that, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
You know, now
when
I know there
are about her peers.
Yeah, her peers. They're all doing the same thing, and it's, you know, this the competitiveness about schooling and all of this. And I don't want to say a lot of she also gets a lot of cool and beneficial information. She'll tell you anything about insects. She's scared as fuck of them, but she'll tell you so much stuff and information about it, and that is also what she's getting from
the iPad. Yeah, that iPad, boy. But, like, raising children.
That's
why I was like, I know, I can't even be like.
Her thing about pink hair, like, all of this stuff, you know? So it's just very, you know, interesting.
Nicki Minaj.
You know, and not I don't know a that Barb. I would have been
yo,
like,
no. I'm going to start calling her
Jessie
Minaj.
Not Jessie Minaj.
That's her face, but that's her new name,
Jessie Minaj. Jessie Minaj is crazy. Oh my God. Well, is there anything that you guys would do differently than with parenting?
Than my parents did?
What would you keep and what would you do differently?
It's funny, when I was asking G about the spanking thing, mm-hmm. I never thought about it, like, in terms of being like a dad and like would I hit our kids. I don't think that I would. I mean, I hit Oliver, so like, I guess he's a dog.
Even this goddamn, I'm like,
he's
right.
A dog, I get it. But I don't know that I will, because my mom never hit me. So, and I was okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I was okay. Like, mm-hmm. but I also wasn't a kid that was doing much to be hit. Right?
Yeah, I feel like if you, like, same, I wasn't, I was telling a story the other day how I don't know why my mother sent me to Central Booking with the church on like a church trip.
Central Booking is a jail.
And then a jail everywhere? Okay. I don't know why the church was like, we're having a church trip to the Bookings.
Period. Let me sign my kid up.
And I literally, and I said to my mother, and I was I think I was, first of all, everybody might have been like 16, and I think I was like 12. And I was extremely shy, and I was not doing anything. And I was in there, and you went on both wings. You went on the men's side, you went on the women's side, and I was petrified, okay? Like, I was crying. I was like, damn, it was literally scary. So I'm telling our friend, and she's crying. She's like, why would your mother do that? And I was like, I don't know. My mother was just trying shit out, I think. Just like, let's just do this. So I asked her, and my mother was like, well, I hope you didn't think that was any indication of how I felt about you. She's like, I just thought it would be good exposure. I just thought it would be good. Yeah. Now, hindsight, I think that everybody should go to, like, you should be doing these little class field trips to the bookends, you know, just so you can see. Because I remember being like, I was like, what? No one has their own room. And it was just like beds in rooms. I was like, oh my God, they're sharing all these spaces and it stinks.
I'm never coming here.
Yeah, and I was like, it smells horrible. Like, I'm never coming here. Yeah, so I was like, and I wasn't doing anything, but it definitely made me be like, I would never, ever, you know, I would never, ever do anything. And I think, you know, I never had like a helicopter mother. She definitely was like, y'all can go out and do shit. I didn't really get beat. I think in cases, when necessary, my mother put the fear of God in me just alone with like a look, or she would pinch you. And that pinch alone was just like enough. Yeah. You didn't want to get pinched. It was like right under the little arm fat piece right there. You didn't want that. So I think I would definitely do that. And then I hate to be like, I think you know, boys and girls are also a little different.
I don't have my boy yet. So I don't know. Ask me. But I do, I feel like the challenge of spanking is that you aren't patient. The spanking is really about you. It's not necessarily about them.
Because you're trying to end
your kid
the
is two. He's supposed to like Skittles.
Yeah.
As Cat Williams said, you know, and I'm beating you in the store because you picked up a bag of Skittles.
Yeah, not that. Yeah.
You know, but that when I was spanked, it would be those levels of extremes.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I don't know, but I'm practicing. You have to have a certain level of patience that you have to practice, though. It's hard to not spank your kid, right? Because, you spanking them, they crying, they go sit in the corner. It's
done. Yeah, right. It's done.
It's
yeah.
over.
It's like a sense of, like, ending that conversation.
Right.
But you talked about patience. Mm-hmm. And like you're negating that patience and that conversation around, like, why they shouldn't be doing something.
Yeah. And instead implanting something that will last them for the rest of their lives, you know.
I mean, easier said than done, show.
It's very hard. I will not.
The spanking is easier.
The spanking is definitely easier. And sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, I want to beat your ass.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's like, right, I want to though.
You are a spoiled fucking brat. Like, I want to beat your ass. But like, I have to, I have to reel it in because she's five. Her ability to like conceptualize and understand the world and like just all these different things, like it's not, it's small. And I'm more powerful than her. It's like also like this power dynamic, and I would take away like her agency of self, I feel like, if I did that. And I'm working so hard to make sure that she has a very strong, especially as a young black, you know, girl, that she has like a strong sense of personal agency and how she shows up in the world. Like when she leaves my home, you know, she's not going to be five forever. She's going to be 25 one day. And, you know, the things that I instill in her they start now.
Absolutely. You know? 'Cause that's what you remember. I mean, I don't think my memories go back to five. They go back to like 8, 9, more so like 9. I wish they went back to 5 sometimes. Like, I have, like, little memories here.
I don't remember anything, so.
I just, like, little stuff.
Yeah, no, you talking about 8, 9? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Child,
yeah. I was like, I remember 17, okay? Yeah. I do not. Beyond the Central Booking Strip, I don't remember shit. Yeah. Like,
and it's funny you mentioned bookings, because my dad used to be a correctional officer when I was growing up. So I always felt like living at home felt like jail a little bit. Because it was hard for him to kind of turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, he wasn't abusive or anything along those lines, but it's just like a way of like holding you accountable for like little stuff. Like, bro, sorry, I forgot to take the trash out. Mm-hmm. It's not my week. Like, like in jail, like if it was their week.
He waking you up at 3 a.m.
Right. Good to fuck up, Megan.
Go, go, go. You like getting out.
I actually agree with that. Trash, like. Oh no, I'm agreeing. Oh, that's absolutely happening. That is a recipe that is being
because
passed
I feel
the
like,
fuck down, honey.
Especially you can, you know what you can tell. It's everything goes back to childhood, yeah. And you. I'm sorry, but I can tell, especially with men, even more so, because I feel like women can get by. Like I go in your car or something like that. Be like, oh, you're a dirty bitch, but like otherwise, you don't really. Men, I feel like you can. You be like, oh, this is a fucking mess.
Oh, you can always.
But men, I feel like
car.
You can. You can.
Your car.
I think even your desk. I think if I your desk, if your desk is like insane or just there's a lot of things that I feel like exactly that I can tell about a person. Just literally, like you said, how
you
keep your space
through that chaos, like.
But then I think it leads to typically, you know, you can be chaotic. Like a lot of times those people are a little, and there could be mental health issues with it. So I'm not negating that. But like a lot of that goes together. But I feel like the men that were coddled specifically of like, you don't have to wash dishes or you don't have to learn how to cook. These are life functions. These are not gender specific functions.
Right.
Everybody should learn how to cook. Everybody should wash a damn dish. Like it's not that difficult.
I know this wasn't like a talking point, but you made me think about that viral clip that Tahoe. I actually think Daryl, you might have posted it on our page.
Yeah, because I responded underneath, so I put it on Oprah Rose.
Okay, yes, but in the clip, he was saying like a turn off or a red immediate red flag for him is like a woman dating a woman who doesn't know how to cook, and he's like, "It's not about you cooking for me. It's just like what the fuck
what are you doing?
Doing your whole life? Like, you just eating at Applebee's every Tuesday? Like
because
it's
I could cook if I'm the better cook. I could cook. It ain't no issue. But you can't scramble an egg, yo.
Right?
You know,
I
never thought about that. Even as a woman,
How are you surviving in life?
In life,
I love that you made the statement about like men and women because I think that. That's how my mother raised us. She everybody needs to fucking learn something in this kitchen.
These are adult, like, functioning things. That's it. Yeah, survival. Like, that's it. That whole, like, oh, I never had to do that. I'm like, and your mother raised you wrong. So it's like, she fucked up because you should know how to make an egg. You should know how to
boil
do something.
Water. Like, it's following directions. It's like you chew. And then he was, I love the words that he used. He was like, you choose not to.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you don't have to be the best cook. Not everybody gonna be motherfucking Giorgio Baldi or whatever. Yeah. Maybe that was a bad example.
But anyway, I was going to say Emeril.
I always go with Gordon Ramsay because I watch MasterChef.
Not everyone's going to be Gordon Ramsay. It's
that's
not true.
But you should know.
But you should know basic things to survive. And there's a lot of things. Thank God for Trader Joe's. That you can just put the shit in the skillet, but you're not even doing that.
That is a red flag. I never thought about it. Because I think a lot of times, you know, I don't believe in Twitter questions in real life of like whether it be $200 dates, the can you cook, can you build a house? Like that shit is just all very stupid to me.
The fact that people were in the comments talking about like, well, you can't build a house.
I knew it. I knew it.
That's the same thing.
I knew it.
One person can't build a house, bitch.
I knew it because the number one question, the number one thing is if a nigga asks you, can you cook? You ask it, can you build a house? Like,
what would be a little bit more on the same? Can you change a tire?
Something,
because my mother
also
was like, everybody need to be able to do this too.
And I will see, and that's one that I really wish, like,
I
wish.
As a man, I can't change.
You smoke hookah, so it's like.
I can walk you through it, but I can't. I'm not doing that.
Like, I know you can't change a tire.
No,
yeah.
No, baby. That chase
I can walk
reserved.
You through it. I know all the parts.
I'm literally like, AAA? Hi.
But it's giving damsel in distress. But I know what to do.
Yeah. There are certain things. And I do believe in roles. I think it just makes everybody's life a whole hell of a lot easier.
But what if you're in a same-sex relationship?
Well, I'm not. I'm in my gay era. Like, fakely. Like,
there still can be roles, no?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, there can be. Because I think mine are very
yours are you still right
yeah, mine are very explicit. Yeah, no, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Even, okay, I likely would not be, but if I was, we would still definitely have to have very defined roles. Like, and it does not mean that I'm doing all of the cooking and the cleaning and you're just taking out the trash and changing tires or some shit like
Right.
But it is like, okay, well, these are the things. Or I think it's also more so, what are you good at?
That's
the question.
Yeah, if you are the cook, like my father actually taught my mother how to cook. So if you are the I don't know, male dom, whatever the fuck we want to call it, like if you are that person, then yes, then you do the cooking and like, and then I do whatever else. It's just literally whatever the other person is good at.
I even know some like man-woman relationships where the woman is actually the one who, like, will hang the curtains and things like that, because her dad did all of that stuff, mm-hmm. and he taught her. He didn't have any boys. Mm-hmm. So that was
she
her
in there
skill set.
Spackling yeah, shit. Like, I love it.
And, you know, that is a very, like, gender-forming
And that
role,
is what I wish I would... I wish that when Kiara and I used to live together, like, her dad was like that. She can change a tire, would be... Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Kiara, I need this hung up in my room. And or, like, I need this whole... Like, she was literally doing all of that shit. Yeah. Like, hanging up all this shit. And her, even her home now, like, did everything. All the things that... I'm like, what? Now, what was I doing when my father was fixing up shit? I think I was opting out.
Too. Like, I hang up everything. Cause,
I wish,
like, my dad would make me.
Yeah, it but it's a good. Like, it is a good.
Here. Yeah,
like, oh, all of those things that you look back and you're like, damn, this shit is so dumb, yeah. and I don't want to do this.
Like, whatever child I have, boy, girl, like if you don't learn nothing from me, you better learn how to do your own hair.
Oh, so mine is
that
like
is
no,
like my
I don't.
Biggest thing,
really,
like,
they have to learn how to do their own hair.
Absolutely, save your money.
Oh, I wish. Like, no,
So I've
you gonna have a baby watching YouTube,
right?
Videos.
She gonna be doing her little baby.
So like, now, regardless of what I have, I'm like making sure I pay. Like, I'm growing my hair, just to like be more intentional with hair.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, like Daryl. This is that. I get this, but wait a minute. Let me take a step back. Yeah. This is not like a lot. You can pay. Yeah, you can pay somebody to do all these.
No,
but
you
I'm
can.
Like.
But it's,
you
it's
want to like say, a, you want a little 5-year-old be there giving himself a shape up, like, nah. Right. The baby going in the mirror with his little bevel, like, baby bevel. A little baby bevel.
They're about to learn how to do all the bobos. And
right. I'm like,
and stuff. Everything. He already know how to cut hair. So
right, do you know how to
good.
Do women's hair? Because I've definitely asked you that before.
I feel like you would learn.
But I can learn. Yeah. But I think that's the thing. It's not more so of like, I need you to be able to do your own hair. For me, doing that was being able to be teachable. Whereas, like, I can teach myself something and mess up and fix it and still do it and be better at it.
I think you maintain. Like, yeah, because I can't,
yeah,
like...
Because with hair, it's like you can do... It's different styles. Yeah. It's, like, different textures and that whole thing. So it's, like, it's a constant learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you... Like, I cut Ann's hair. His hair's different than mine. So it's, like... It's not necessarily the hair thing. It's more of like being able to be teachable and teaching yourself to do a skill.
Daryl said, we are doing Barbershop 4 in this bitch.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
We are literally, I was like, there's different haircuts for different types of wave patterns of
it
hair.
Is, it is, actually.
Wow.
You,
never knew.
Arts.
Teach me.
Yeah.
Never
no
knew.
Idea.
Yeah. Never
and
knew.
Because, I mean, there's
okay,
this little
ice cube.
Circle thing in the back.
Yes, yes,
here,
yes.
You got to like
cut a certain way.
And not everybody
do you cut
has
along
to.
The circle? Like around
you, yeah, you
the
go
circle?
Around the circle.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, if I were to have
you don't want to just cut and now they got a bald spot.
I love that. I was told that if I do have a child with someone that you know, I was like, think they Samson or some shit and there will be no cutting of hair. So, and I
or
can't
that,
braid.
Right?
Like,
or that, which is why I'm like growing mine out too. Whereas like,
you gonna have braids?
I might, you know.
Bitch.
Wow.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do with it, but
you're not gonna get past a ush bush.
I know.
You're not.
I get to that point every time, like 6 months in and then just cut it.
You're not. I'm like, I could not imagine you. I just thought of like Shamar Moore, like fake braids or something. Like a,
on the Madea.
Yeah, like I don't know why I just thought of that.
Well, you know, the first time I get straight backs is given like, where the extra hair? You got hair in the back. I just need a little ass.
Not you. That's what I said. You're going to be adding a little
just
piece
add
of hair.
A little piece to it.
You're going to be a trade.
Definitely
three,
be a trade.
Once you got 3 inches, they can braid it.
No, because then they're going to be like short and stop right at the nape of your neck.
I told you they're going to add hair, girl.
Wow.
I'm going to clown the shit out of you. I'm telling you right now.
He's going to get like a real ponytail, like a short, real ponytail, so it's real hair, so that it doesn't look bad.
Yeah, and just put a little something at the end of it. Boop.
No. You know what I mean? No. No. So, and my only, like, everybody has to make a bed. Like, I could be running late.
Yeah.
Mine is, I can't leave my house with an unmade bed. That is my, like.
Oh, you're gonna be a millionaire.
I saw that, yeah, that it was like, yeah, it was like.
Apparently, I'm like, child, please.
I'm not.
I'm just making the bed every day.
Yo, goodbye. That he saw that, and now he's like.
I mean, growing up with the father who correctional officer.
You
that
had to make.
Made up,
that's,
so
I have to
it.
Make a bed.
Yeah.
I have
I'm laxed
to.
On that, but yeah, now it's even better because he'll do it. I don't got worried
I've
about
had
it.
Full-blown arguments about the bed not being made up. So like, you going to, no cereal. You won't eat. Make up that bed.
Oh,
we are not
it's
doing
so
anything.
Too.
It's
I
very quick.
It.
That's how I feel. It's very quick.
Not in my house, but yes. When I lived alone by myself, yes, it was very quick.
You got a bunch of pillows or something?
No, I got a 5-year-old who don't know how to leave. She come to the bed every night, and she'll bring toys and Barbies and all this stuff.
All the shit.
It's just a nightmare.
They will be sitting on the pillows. I get it. You want it to look a certain way as well. Like, I need it to look like the picture on the bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all. And then, you know, I have like a little OCD. That's the part that be scaring me. That'll be like, oh my God, I can't. That doesn't work with the child. Like, clean up your things. Put them in the little thingy, in the little boxes. Like, right. Ooh, yeah. That's good gonna go out the window. That. I know. Every time I be like, okay, girl, put this over here. And she don't even have no whole bunch of toys. I be folding up them little baby socks. I'm like, why is there shit just everywhere? everywhere. Listen,
child, we gonna be, and I say this, and I don't know how it's gonna go, but we gonna be picking up them toys like, should I go? Should I stay?
I say, yeah, literally.
I'm in control, so get with me.
It's giving Barney, child, clean up. Right, literally. Everybody, everywhere. Yeah.
Literally turned them to a clean up song.
Oh, oof. Yeah. No, we had that. We definitely do.
Aww. So I asked y'all, could people that were not parents give advice? Mm-hmm. Can a white person give a black person ooh advice? Very much extremes.
Because parenting styles are a little different, right? Not necessarily advice, but I could listen to what you would have done in the situation.
To a white person?
I could listen to
I would
it
never.
No.
Yeah.
I could listen.
My answer is hell no.
Emphatically not. Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's just because the dynamic. There's automatically, like, just that existing, like, you know, 400 years of enslavement, like, power dynamic, X amount of years of, you know,
I actually want to hear,
Crow,
wait.
Like, there's nothing you can ever say to me because...
Nothing. That's why
nothing.
I said you would...
There's nothing you could ever
listen,
say to me.
I would entertain it. Right, I'm not saying that I would go home and execute it and do it. Right?
Okay, let's have this example,
okay,
right?
Okay,
we were actually talking about this coming over here, and let's say you are applying for a role and okay internally at a company, and I don't know, let's say like the last 3 times it's a white person that's gotten it, mm, and you know you're like, oh, I've applied for this role multiple times, you don't get it.
And it's a specifically black skewed role.
It doesn't even have to be. Nope, okay, just a role. Nope, okay, just a role. Okay. And then a white person is like, oh, well, you should do this to get it, but they've only historically hired white people in this role. Does that make sense?
Well, I would listen to that.
I would listen to you.
Yeah, I would listen to that.
Apparently, I got to be like you.
Yeah.
See, and I would be like, racism, racism.
I mean, it's absolutely racism.
But I'm going to use it now.
It absolutely is racism, but I would use that because it's not like... like a cultural dynamic or
a
like
race
or
thing.
Yeah, a race thing. Now, if it was like you know, is head of black music and they only hiring white people for head of black music, that
now,
is questionable
now,
fucking
now,
behavior,
now, now,
you know,
now.
Or something. That was just like the first thing that came to mind.
I mean, but that but very
like,
much.
But like, no. Right.
That very
it's
much.
But if it's like a general
a real
like
thing.
Role, yeah. Like, and they've only historically right. been hiring white people and the white person's like, hey, yeah, maybe you should try this. I'm absolutely listening.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to listen because I'm like, how did you get it?
That's my thing.
How did you
racism?
It's two things can be true at the same time.
This is fair.
Yeah, I don't think in any instance, I'm literally trying to think. I don't know.
So is it just white people, or would you listen to any race that had an opinion around like how
an oppressed group of people maybe, but the white people no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm racking my brain. no, you know what I will? You know what I will? Because like I said, I've done this before. If going back to the workplace, and if you are applying for a job, and when you talk about transparency and salaries, and asking specifically a white man what they would ask for in a role.
I love that.
Yeah. Versus,
I've actually never done that with someone that was white.
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
Blow your mind. I mean, I had like a... it was like a $200,000 discrepancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I said, now that, never mind, I take it back. I would listen. I was listening, and
now,
I listened.
Granted, the ceiling, the realities also is that just because that's what they will ask for and they will probably get does not mean that that's what you would get, because your
right.
ceiling
right.
is still
right.
a cap
right.
on you, unfortunately.
Right.
Absolutely.
They're not going to provide transparency and say the budget is actually $300,000 if your name is Timmy, you have blonde hair and blue eyes. But your cap as Tierra, the max we gonna pay you is $150,000.
Is right. It's gonna be different anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I also think that a lot of times, especially as Black women, you're scared to even ask right. because you're like, so you if I don't even ask sure. you know, yeah. you're like, oh, like now, mind you, it's all negotiations. Like if they want yeah. you, that you're gonna figure it out, and you're scared. Specifically, I feel like you know, 20 something. And I remember being like, oh, I don't want to ask for this oh, much yeah, money.
You don't want them to.
You don't be off-putting. No, exactly. Yeah. Where it's like, no, you can, like, the things that, in specifically, like, what the things that white men would ask for, I would be baffled. Like,
yeah,
what? Like, are y'all serious
and be
right
getting
now?
That shit, too. That's
yeah, and they were. Serious. And I was like, what? Oh, so all you had to do was and like ask. You said, you might not get it, but mm-hmm. at least there definitely needs to be.
The worst thing somebody mm-hmm. can tell you is no.
That's it. But yeah. more transparency, obviously, among salaries and then for just sure. asking.
Another one I would add to that, and G, you probably, you might agree, may and may not, is education. Whereas I may take your advice in terms of like how to get my kid into school. I mean, it may not work now. It may not work because we're talking about difference in race.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear.
Oh, yeah. All those like done. Little school. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. that. Okay. That.
Because I
oh,
feel yeah. like that'll come child. Up for us as well, just based off of where we live. Apparently where we live, I mean, I don't know if we'll still be there when the child's in high school, but it's like one of the best high schools in Atlanta. So, like, that's a whole thing.
Just, like, county-wise or is it private school-wise?
It's a public school. Public school.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Westlake. It's, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're, like, known for, like, 98% of the last class was accepted into universities kind of thing. So...
Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing, right? So, yes, that'll come up, but mm-hmm. Education is another one.
I would see that because, if I was to raise a child in New York, you're... Right. Absolutely.
Oh, New York, absolutely.
I don't even want to think.
No such thing as zone schools.
I don't even want to think like on Real Housewives of New York and they were you haven't seen it, right? You didn't catch up. And well, Jessel and her husband are going through schools, you
that
know,
was
and it's like
to me, but
I mean that was like 50 bands, yeah. but like I mean sorry, I have a what? Friend
not for a 1 year old.
I have a friend that her son what? Is in school. Yeah. He's 5. The school is $30,000.
Yeah.
What is he learning?
It's literally
the because you have to start
it's
off. You have to start yeah. there, so then you can get into the primary school that mm-hmm. is within the like that all the kids then go to. So then you go to the middle school,
yeah.
and then it's just yeah. She's like, it's so much money, like.
And then also to say, like the things that they do learn is different. Like there is, oh, yeah. you know, there's really a thing about like resources and books and access and teachers and like.
Oh yeah, Jessel was like, each kid gets an iPad and a Mac, and he was like, well, of course they should. Like,
should I pay for it?
Yeah.
It's the least they could do.
It's the least.
$1,000.
Yeah. Exactly. I pay 50. Yeah.
That
I pay 50.
Was that's egregious. I don't think that that's worth it, but definitely like the elementary school for sure. Like, yeah.
What's your take on public versus private?
I think it depends on your, like, your city. Mm. Like, so in L.A., there is one public school. You still have to apply to be in it. And it's the school that I would like for Jesse to go to. It's, like, for gifted kids or whatever. You still have to go through, like, an application process. Right. The one trying to start volunteering there so that I can kind of, like, start schmoozing. But that's technically a public school, and that's, okay. like, the best, one of the best public schools that you can have your kids. That's not, like, a private school yeah. in L.A. But they do have programs where, like, if your kid is still doing exceptionally well within these public schools, you can, like, align yourself with a program that will help advocate for you to be a recipient or be in invited to be in a public or excuse me a private school.
Gotcha.
So that is also an option. Like if you don't want to start paying $30,000 or whatever, I think that's what it costs for like Sierra Canyon. Like if you don't want to start paying $30,000 at kindergarten,
right.
you know, you can like kind of wait until middle school to then make that investment right. in the future. Oh. Like, but yeah,
30
it is absolutely
in sixth grade.
It's a thing, honey.
If you got, they make it when you got the coin.
Yeah. And I mean, the point that Jessa was making is that yes, you do like end up like being classmates with a lot of these, like, you know, celebrity sports.
And even
whatever,
our Artesia went to like a Quaker school in New York, like a really good Quaker school, very small. And that's what she was saying. Like the now, I mean, like, she was working on something. Everybody in your class, you can get funding because everybody's parent is, and I hate to say it, like, mm-hmm. someone like right. that.
Yeah.
But the lifelong connections that you still have. And then she, right. like, you know, she went to Duke. Like, so all of these things that even now she still goes back, which we were talking about. And she's like, I help everybody out getting into these schools from mm-hmm. a very young age because mm-hmm. it's not easy at yeah. all. And especially in New York. Like, I'm not sending my kid to a public school in New York. Like, that's
oh, yeah.
fucking
that's,
quiet.
That's
like,
absolutely not happening. Not in that city.
It is mom, okay? Yeah. Like, it's yeah, not
that,
happening.
That I get. That I get. But, yeah, education would definitely be one.
Like, the school. So yeah, the school around the corner, like, where I live now, looks like a jail.
I didn't yeah, want to say
cause
it,
the
but like
York,
yeah, it's the pipeline. Yeah, it's
the
pipeline. Yeah, I don't have a choice. Yeah,
very much like that. I don't know anyone that has sent kids to New York public schools because I just feel like no one in New York really has kids. Well, at least
or I think the people
with.
That well, I don't have any. All my friends that have kids that are high school, yeah, do not live in New York. But the people that went there and right. they like, or the people that went to schools in New York, right, and it's right, also right. apparently very different.
And
so.
It's different, so it's probably worse now.
Right, I'm yeah. like. Mm-mm. Yeah, I definitely spoke at a high school. Got dropped off in the Uber, and he was like, "Is this a jail?" I was like, "It's actually a high school." Yeah, the pipeline.
I would love to speak at a high school, though. Why not? I need to do more speaking with the youth. With
you
want
to talk to the youth? Help, yeah. Listen to the young yeah. black.
I mean, if they can pick up any nuggets, anything that I went through to help, child, I don't know. But well, it's like, why not?
You could always volunteer with an organization.
Yeah,
you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be easy if I, like, wasn't a frat, I'm sure.
No, but there's still so yeah. much more.
Or they could, or you could still do it with a frat. Like, for Delta, like, we invite, like, people who aren't a part of the organization to also participate as volunteers.
That's
so,
nice.
Yeah, you just have to go through, like, the background check and all of that. But mm-hmm. even we
background check, for real?
Yeah, I remember mean, I texted down in the group chat, like, oh, they gonna be calling my references.
Oh, my God.
No one has yet, but...
Oh, okay.
Right.
Cool. All right, but probably because my background check came
yeah.
through fine.
I feel like I always get, like, the entertainment request, so... Mm-hmm. And it's always in different cities, so, okay, I'll keep
it. Yeah, I mean, we're working... We're, like, actively with people's children, like, once a month for a significant amount
of time. Oh, you're talking about that. Okay, I meant... Yeah. Hi, y'all. This is once a year.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, like, no. And yeah. I'm more on that end.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair, sorry.
I was like, I'm not trying to sign up every set. That sounds like
no,
background check.
I'm on this end. Not once a year, maybe once a quarter.
Once a quarter. He was like, every Saturday. The fuck?
It's once a month.
once a month, it's a commitment. But, I mean, it's needed, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, just kind of hearing different perspectives. Because, you know, the teachers have one perspective. And you see them all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to just, I'm sure, hear people outside. Because I didn't really get that in school. Like, hearing, like, I don't know, I think we did career day. I don't think that was a thing.
I don't remember anything beyond 18 or past. Like I'm like, I don't remember anything. I remember college.
I never had any, like, legitimate people, like, talking to me at all. Mm. And I feel like that's also, like, kind of a disconnect just with, like, people who, you know, are successful or educated, but, like, not, like, super successful. Is right. that, like, they, like, the kids don't see that from, like, a tangible aspect. They only see Drake or,
just exposure. Know. I think right. it's, like, I mean, I didn't even have Black history classes. So yeah. I definitely, there was no, like,
no,
career there no day. There was, we didn't even cover it in, like, you know how now yeah, there's, US like, that history. List of books. I was yeah. like, I already know all about, like, there was yeah. all of the erasure of right. anything
Same
Black.
Same for my high
like,
school, yeah.
Completely.
My mom had to just, like, give it to us.
Same. Yeah, exactly. Same. That's why now I'd be like, I don't listen to no white people's like.
Yeah. Because see, like, I just don't see my, when we
that's
get
why
to
now,
that
my Dr.
School,
Umar.
Oh, yeah.
That's why my Kofi
like
is on.
I'm going to be a vigilante, like, parent. Like, the school not going to like me. Mm. I already know it. Because I'm definitely
But I mean, I love that, though, because that also shows your participation. And understanding of what your child is learning. And
no,
to be
my hairdresser was going through stuff. She was doing my hair. She explained the story to me. The school administrator called, and then it was something. She basically told them, like, if y'all don't rectify this, the school won't be there.
Ooh.
So that was like, you're gonna go to jail. So they were trying to put something on her son's record, and he's a senior. And and she literally had the lady on speakerphone and as she's doing my hair. And the woman ended up being like, she's like, well, we removed it. And she's like, mm-hmm, as I thought. And then she was like, honestly, you know, thank you for being an active parent. So even after, you know, basically saying she was going to blow the school up, I think they still appreciated the fact that she was an active mom. Yeah. I mean, she said she went up there, was in the all. She was like, oh, no, I cussed everybody. I was cussing in the hall. I was like, oh, you just showed your whole ass. I was like, they don't even want to deal with you.
Right. They're like, let's just.
And the rest of the kids, and the rest of the kids, they basically, she's like, oh, after a formal investigation, we found out. Like, formal investigation? This ain't law and order.
Was he fighting?
Like, no, it was a conversation that was had, and a teacher overheard a conversation.
Wow.
And then they basically, like I said, were trying to, like,
pin it say on her it, son.
Yeah, or all of them. And so I think the other boy still got it, but because she raised hell and was going off and threatening to blow up the damn school.
Andre Behesney.
Yeah, wow. I was like, so.
Kids gonna talk.
And that was her thing. It was like,
especially if it's not anything to like hurt anybody. Right. Like,
it wasn't hurtful. It was just probably inappropriate. That's what it was.
Okay, inappropriate, they're but teenagers. Like,
it was just inappropriate. But I don't know.
Well.
I really wish you watched Real Housewives of New York.
I think I fell off after my sis had to go get a sandwich and the store was closed or some shit.
In the Hamptons.
So this is like episode 2, 3. Not much was happening on the show for me.
Not much really happened in general, but it was okay.
Nothing actually happened. Yeah. Now that
they were creating the drama, but
nothing happened.
Nothing really happened.
Yeah. I'm just, I don't know. People like the show. I do like the new cast. Mm-hmm. It's nothing against them. I appreciate the old cast. Those are my girls. Shout out to Sonya. Shout out to Dorinda. I can go on.
I didn't. I didn't watch. I didn't watch the old one. So
all you needed was a glass of wine because they was going to be drunk, and you just get drunk with their asses. And but I'm just a little bored with reality TV at the moment.
Oh, you're just dumb.
Oh, so no Basketball Wives for you?
That's on.
Yes,
it came back. I don't. I haven't watched it, but I am.
It's good.
Did you watch Love Is Blind?
Well, you know I watched that.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute now. You didn't watch the mess that is Love Is Blind?
So I guess the reality TV that's more of like filmed and just live your life, I just am bored with that. Because I feel like it's still curated and a bit too curated now. Whereas like, come do something, y'all.
I
won't say scripted, but it is scripted in a way where it's like they Love Is Blind is set up where you're in these pods.
You know what it is. Okay, I can see that.
You're supposed to get married at the end of it where it's very formatted. It's formatted.
Okay, I prefer, and Love Is Blind is very formatted.
Formatted reality now than just watching women just be.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, because Love Is Blind was mess.
But they're still mess with that.
Lydia Senior.
Are you going to watch Potomac in Beverly Hills when they come on?
I say yes, but then let's see.
Oh, wow. Not hit play.
But the thing is, it's easier now because I feel like when me and 6'6 Poppy watch reality TV together, like we don't have cable. So it's a day late usually because it's like.
Who has cable though anymore?
Don't people got cable? Like people be live tweeting the shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think on like Peacock app, or something.
I'm actually thinking now, but nobody to transition has, back to cable because I think it might be cheaper.
I feel like nobody has cable though. Like, I mean, I just watch it a day late.
Yeah, I don't even care at that point. Everybody done talked about it on Twitter the whole damn day.
Oh no, scroll. I just scroll.
So I'm just like, oh, what happened?
But I also don't watch any. There, even if I had it, I wouldn't watch it live. I would never. I don't watch anything live. So that Mondays is always my day to like watch all my stuff anyway.
I've been watching a lot of interviews on YouTube a lot recently. I don't know.
Come on, get informed. Yeah. I love
is
it.
I don't know if it's informed. It's just more people just talking.
But it's it could be informational.
It could be.
Me and my small business store. I opened up my small business store on Poshmark, and I could have learned the word.
Selling your iridescent.
Ciao.
Did not listen. Y'all, I thought the word iridescent was holographic. I don't know how.
Margellas.
I don't know how. I meant to put them out right after that whole Tabby fucking story.
Holographic would mean it was like projection.
It's like something, a projection. Yes, I know.
I was still trying to think, like, what does she mean? Like,
illusion.
What does it actually mean?
The through colors.
The through line was
she
the.
I thought it was a hologram.
Illusion. They were sisters. I'm like, it was the illusion.
That's so funny.
Okay.
That is too funny. Iridescent. We learn a new word every day.
I need to, maybe I should watch some information. I have been trying to be like, I have to read a book. I have to read a chapter of my book every night. I ain't read that book in a damn month, but you know, I'm trying.
Reading a book.
I'm trying. I really am.
I do need to read more. I say it all the time. I there's always a new book on my nightstand that I'll start and never finish. Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah. I have bits where I'm like engrossed with a book, and then I'll have like moments where I just can't do it. I just can't get into it.
I used to have
a
book on every flight, have it in my bag ready.
Oh yeah, that should be heavy now. I'll be knocked out. Mm-mm.
Listen to music, fall asleep.
That's it. That is it.
Damn. How can I encourage a child to read?
Child, the quote of the day is, I mean, I would hope that you would be reading every night to your child.
Yes,
that's different.
Yes,
that I'm talking about like different. I'm reading. The name of the book is like When Crack Was King, I think is the name of my book. So like I'm not reading that. Like that's different than reading the little caterpillar story or whatever.
Yeah. The Berenstain Bears
or something like that. That's a little different. You gotta read you gotta read the baby's books now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she rubbed her little belly.
I was scratching myself, but I just rested my arm here because it's there.
That is an armrest.
It is.
One day. Well, the quote is, "May you attract genuine souls who do things from love, not for love."
I like that.
That's beautiful.
I actually don't really know what that means, but.
Because they're doing it not wanting something back.
Right.
They're right. Doing it okay, I do.
They're leading with love rather than wanting something in return.
Just made me
Which
think of.
I think
of,
is like a supreme level of love.
Yeah. It just actually made me think of this opportunistic person that lives here that I was like, oh, God.
I mean, that could be so many people.
Oh, not the Black Hollywood. Bye.
Bye.